Concours Écricom 2014. Épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 16. 4 out of 10 elderly needing care, shut out of system. More than 450,000 frail elderly and disabled people, who would until recently have received state-funded care, have been shut out of the system because of pressure to cut numbers, a stark new report concludes. The academic study, published as MPs prepare to debate the government's long-awaited overhaul of care, found that almost 40% of those who would have had some help with basic tasks, such as washing and dressing, less than a decade ago, are now left to fend for themselves. It comes as an alliance of 75 charities warned that the government's good intentions in overhauling the system risk being completely undermined by a black hole in funding for social care. The report, by researchers at the London School of Economics, describes cuts in the last 2 years alone as without precedent in the history of adult social care. It warns that the care system is now caught in a vicious circle, with fewer and fewer people receiving help at home, but more and more likely to have to turn to the NHS, something which could ultimately cost the taxpayer more. Significantly, it found that the sheer speed at which people have been excluded from the social care system outstrips the rate at which rules about who qualifies for care have been tightened up. The only explanation for that, the report suggests, is that social workers who assess people to decide whether they are frail enough to need care are under pressure and are being told to apply an even more strict interpretation than the rules might suggest on paper. Official NHS figures published earlier this year show that the number of people in England receiving some form of social care, either in their own home or a care home, dipped below 1 million this year for the first time in recent memory. But that decline has come despite a rapid growth in the population of older people. When demographic and social changes are factored in, the LSE concludes that there are 453,000 people currently not receiving any help with their care who would have done if tests applied in 2006 were applied now, a drop of 36%. The report points out that the cuts are most noticeable among those receiving care at home, those deemed to be at the lower end of the scale of need. By the time the overhaul, which will introduce a notional £72,000 cap on the cost of care, comes into effect in 2016, it will be imposed on a system whose foundations have already been seriously eroded. It notes that while almost all councils have narrowed their eligibility criteria for care in recent years, this could not in itself account for the scale of the mass exclusion of elderly and disabled people. The government proposals for a care cap may be a positive step, but it is becoming clear that a huge number of older and disabled people and their families that need support will not see any of the benefits of the new system, because eligibility will be set too high. Ultimately, the plans need to go hand in hand with a commitment to properly fund the social care system.